Hello, what is up guys? Eman from Paris Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about GMA 7. So, nung Friday, March 31, nag-announce sila ng dividends for 2023. So, kukunin to sa kanilang retained earnings from 2022. And if you check yung kanilang financial statements, hindi on par yung kanilang performance for 2022 in comparison to 2021. So, yung current year to date, 3 quarters to from January to September 2022, 5.1 billion pesos pa lang yung kanilang net income for that year. In comparison to 2021, for the first 9 months or 3 quarters, from January 2021 to September 2021, nasa 6 billion pesos na yung kanilang net income. And yung retained earnings, nasa 5 billion currently. Syempre, hindi pa dito natitake into account yung kinita nila or yung losses nila sa last quarter ng 2022. Hindi pa rin nila nire-release yung kanilang annual report, but that should hit the books or in disclosures or mag-announce sila ng annual report siguro by April. Yeah, April 19 sila nag-post ng annual report last year. So, probably around the same time sila magpo-post dito. And magbibigay sila ng notice sa public and a disclosure sa SEC. And if, as you can see here, nag-clear na sila ng cash dividends last Friday. So, pagkakinlik nyo to, almost same lang yung nakalagay dyan. So, magkakaroon ng pop-up dito and you can download the document, the PDF file, but basically all the details are here as well. And then yung mahalaga dito is yung X date. Where's the X date? X date is should be, if I'm not mistaken, April 18. Where is it? Yun, ito. Nasa taas pala. I'm sorry. April 18, 2023. So again, reminder, if you want to get paid for this round of payment ng dividends ng GMA 7, dapat before April 18 naka-hold na kayo dun sa stock. So hindi pwedeng April 18 kayo bibili. And most likely magda-dump din yung prices by April 18. So yung iba nagkakamali sila na, "Uy, bumaba yung stock prices ng isang stock kasi ex-date na pala sila bumili and then they're expecting to receive the dividends." It doesn't work that way. Dapat one day before the ex-date naka-hold ka dun sa stock bago ka mabayaran. And then dito, same thing lang. Mababasa nyo lang dito yung mismong disclosure. So you can just read this or skim through this. So hindi nga nila nilalagay dito eh, yung X date. Eh yung mahalaga na date, kumbaga. Kasi diba, record date, okay, April 21. Payment date, May 26. So iba nagkakamali na dapat before April 21 sila bumibili. But hindi pa sila makakuha. Kasi nga yung ex-date is on April 18. Again, one day before the ex-date, dapat nakahold kayo dun sa stock before kayo mabayaran ng dividends for that particular declaration of cash dividends or pwedeng stock dividends then. When the dividends were announced, the reaction of the market was not that good. Kasi for the day, no March 31, this was, I think, around 1 p.m. kakabalik lang ulit nung trading sa stock kasi di mag-release sila from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. then around 1 p.m. nila pinost yung declaration and bumagsak siya by around 6% on that day and nag-low siya ng around 11.94. so you can see here yung RSI niya is mababa na to 35.64. the previous day yung RSI was at 58. So itong 35.64 nasa range na siya ng oversold, but not really oversold yet, but probably later today, ngayong Monday, mapupunta na tayo sa level na yan. And it's probably a good time to scoop up some more stocks, but of course medyo mataas pa rin 12.06. if for example bibili ka na ng GMA 7 stocks at around 5 pesos to around 8 pesos to 9 pesos per share before, around 2-3 years back. And nangyari ito last year din, but after the X date na. So kita nyo dito yung bagbagsak. So bumagsak siya to around yung RSI to around 14.85, yung daily yan. But again dito, nasa first day pa lang tayo nung kumbaga duguan na na araw sa trading for this particular stock, and it will probably go sideways a bit and then go down again if magpanic pa rin yung mga investors sa GMA7. And yung main reason dito is because bumaba yung dividends na ibinigay nila. So from 1.45 last year 2022 naging 1.10 na lang. So it's not really that big of a difference, but for some people it kind of is. And yung expectation kasi pagka nag-announce sila ng dividends, like it will go to the moon ulit, like katulad nung nangyari no 2021 and 2022. So March, let's see. So dito nangyari, March 25 nag-announce ng dividend. So up siya ng around 0.76% lang. Not really that big of a jump kasi in-anticipate na rin yan ng mga traders and ng mga investors. So hindi rin siya sobrang tumaas, but still, kita nyo naman, medyo mataas yung RSI since medyo sustain na tong price level na to at that time. But noong 2021, dun talaga nag-jump ng sobra. So dito, March 26 sila nag-announce. So wala nang trading kasi shortened yung trading hours noong time na yun because of the pandemic. So noong Monday dito, March 29, nag-up siya ng 19.65%. Kasi around 30 centavos lang yung binigay na dividends ng GME7 noong 2020. Kasi they don't want to like empty their cash chest or like parang war chest nila. Kumbaga. Kasi we are heading an uncertain time at that time since wala pa namang like naka-experience nung ganong klaseng pandemic previously. Well, probably a century ago, yes, na-experience sila, but for businesses, like, iba na yung operations at that time. And of course, kailangan mag-adapt. So that's why medyo nagtipid sila sa pagbigay ng dividends that particular year. And they were anticipating lower income than or lower revenue for that year and the following. That's why medyo naging careful sila. And I think that was a smart move din naman. And then buwang-way naman sila ng 2021 and 2022 since their revenues boomed and medyo nag-moon since yung ABS-CBN didn't secure their franchise and nasarado or na-din na yung kanilang franchise and hindi na-renew. That's why most of the market kinain, yung market share ng ABS-CBN kinain din ng GME7 majority. Then doon nag-start yung bull run itong GME7. And then ngayon nga hindi na siya nakabalik sa level ng bull ng 2022 and 2021. At that time naman lahat ng assets nagbubull run din because of the loose monetary policy ng BSP, ng Bangko Sentral ng Pilipinas, and of course ng US Fed, which is mini-mirror lang man natin most of the time kasi we are very reliant din sa monetary policy ng US and sa economy ng US. Although medyo may konting lag lang din, for example, sa inflation and sa interest rate. And then when we take a look at the volume, nasa 4.4 million yung volume nung Friday. I'm not sure kung mamimirror pa ulit to, but I think most of the selling happened na rin at that time. Like, most of the panic selling happened nung Friday. But yeah, we'll see later kung ano yung magiging reaction ng market. But my best guess, dubious speculation, is it's gonna trade sideways. And of course, a lot of people sold their stocks, but a lot of people scooped in those stocks then. Kasi hindi rin biro yung bibigyan na dividend yield itong GME7 at its current price. So, nasa 9-ish% pa rin yung dividend yield na yun at 12.06 kapag ka bumili ka at 12.06 per share. And it's even higher if yung entry mo was below 12 pesos. Like, for example, last year, nung nagpanik yung mga tao, nagbumili kayo under 10 pesos, diba? Nag 9.5 something, 9.6 something in GME7. So, it's much bigger yung magiging dividend yield nyo if just held on to GME7 and then mabayaran kayo ng dividends this year. But yeah, pagka na-net nyo na less yung 10% na dividend taxes, it's still around 8.something%. And that's really high for stocks. Kasi on average, naglalaro lang to like 3-5% yung dividend yield ng mga stocks every single year. And of course, that doesn't count yung capital appreciation nyo. And nangyari itong volume na to nung, again, nung nag-dump last year. So dito nasa 4 million din yung volume. And usually naman, hundreds of thousands lang yung volume every day ng GMA7. It's not really that highly traded in comparison to like the blue chip stock sa PSE. So 5.65 again nung May 13. And then this was the highest nung March 25, 13.14 million. And of course, nung the previous year din. So yan, merong 13. And dito, marami nagbenta din. 13 million. Nandito. Yan, sobrang dami rin. 34.913 million shares yung volume at that time. Kasi ito yung like one of the biggest jumps sa dividend yield na binigay ng GMA7 from 30 cents naging 1 peso and 30 cents. But yeah, again, we just have to like wait, especially if you're the long-term holder naman ng stocks. If this goes lower and then the RSI goes below 30 and or even below 20, pagka talaga ang daming nagpanic sell din, it's probably a good time to scoop up some more stocks. Kasi yung thinking na ibang tao, if mas sumaspas, of course they're gonna exit their positions and they're gonna take some profits, but yung buy, you know, dami rin nagdi-dividend play. So I think that's why nagkaroon din ng dump initially ito sa stock na to, kasi they were a bit disappointed with the dividends. But I think that's, we should have expected it kasi medyo nag-slow down din yung revenue nila noong 2022, even though it could have been like similar or almost the same in 2021. They can't really do that kasi hindi pa rin natin alam, no, kung ano yung performance nila nung quarter 4 ng 2022. They might have lost some money kasi, for example, nagkaroon sila ng mga big purchases or like nag-invest sila sa ganitong bagong business or ganitong upgrade, for example, sa kanilang operations. So we don't know that and hindi pa na-release. So we still have to check their finances kapag na-release na yung annual report. And of course, may mga explanations doon kung ano yung rational nila kung ba't nila ginawa yung mga steps na yun. And of course, magkakaroon, yun nga, maintindihan natin kung ano ba yung reason nila behind like those steps. If ever they incurred those expenses and then nagkaroon sila ng losses. For example lang yun. This is just to be a speculation. Hindi natin alam kasi nga, hindi pa na-release yung annual report. Then lastly, good thing naman for GMA7, they're very consistent with their dividends. And sinasabi rin naman sa annual reports nila, and sinasabi rin ni Felipe Cuzon, na their main goal is to share their profits with their shareholders, with their stockholders. So ever since nalist sila sa PSE noong 2007, so that the following year, 2008, nagbigay na sila agad ng dividends. So from 2008 to 2023, hindi pa sila nakamiss ng isang dividend payment. Although hindi consistent yung, for example, growth, yung pagtaas ng dividends, kasi they really just base it off the performance of the company the previous year. So if the performance was good, they're gonna give good or big dividends. If it's not, and they're like conserving capital and they don't want to like drain their war chests, then they're gonna lower the dividends. Again, that upsets some investors, some traders. Like, nagde-trade sila dun sa hype ng dividend and dividend yield. So, tinatawag nilang dividend play. So, yun, nagde-dump talaga yung prices. But, most of the time, it just goes up. Like, yung trend talaga, it just goes up. But like, with every single stock na yung business is profitable. And nag-grow sila every single year. And maganda yung kanilang, magandang kanilang mga margin, okay yung mga ratios, wala masyadong debt. For example, GMA7 has no debt like yung 2021. And then 2022 wala pa rin, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, hindi yung goal nila, like they don't incur that much debt. And the business is running just, and it's fueled by their revenues the previous years or the previous quarters. So mga, this business is very efficient na. And if you're a fan of Warren Buffett and his value investing, Warren Buffett really likes businesses that has like low debt. Kasi wala masyadong liabilities and wala masyadong pressure like to hit or do something para para mga pag-increase ng yung revenue so that they can pair so that they can pay their debt. And syempre yung debt naman yun is used as capital to keep the business running. And again, hindi masyado nagre-rely sa debt yung GMA7 for them to continue operating. So yep, that's pretty much it. That's a quick update sa GMA7 stocks. Again, we're still not sure kung ito na ba yung making local bottom for this stock, kung magra-run na ba ulit siya. We're not sure. Kasi interest rates are still high, monetary policy is still tight, nagka-quantitative tightening pa rin yung US, and well, the same thing with the Philippines. So, capital is very expensive right now. And again, nagbo-bull run yung mga stocks or continuous yung uptrend ng mga stocks, ng mga crypto, ng markets kapag medyo loosened na yung monetary policy and nasa quantitative easing na ulit tayo. But right now, we're still not there and we still have a long way to go. So yeah, it's gonna be a bumpy ride, but if you just hold on to your stocks and continue pesos averaging or dollar cost averaging, then eventually you'll be able to preserve your capital with minimized losses or no losses at all. And of course, you'll see your portfolio grow over time and you'll receive consistent dividends from good companies. And consistent din yung growth, kumbaga, dun sa capital gains nyo, even if it's still unrealized. Kumbaga, paper gains pa lang siya. So, end na natin yung episode here. Sana may natutunan kayo. And if umabot kayo at the end of this episode, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Like, comment, share, and subscribe to my channel if nagustuhan nyo yung content and if you want more. So, yeah. Thanks again for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you on the next episode. Always remember, be passive smart.